What's going on, everybody? It's Ron Brown, LMT, the People's Fitness Professional, alongside my co-host,
Mikey Fever.
And we have special guests again, Inky. Inky is always a special guest
because of
the knowledge, information he has, and experience he has. So let's give him a round of applause.
Let me add something. This is a man. Let me add one more thing. This is the man that told you, again, like I said last video, stop selling that Bronx River Prospect Park, bottom of the pond, rotten algae with diapers on it and saying that it's
sea moss.
Yo. Out of your fish tank. How you take it out of your fish tank and you package that? It's on my, yo, I got that.
He said fish tank.
Yo, that's epic right there.
Yeah, I never heard nothing like that. Oh, you on fire. Yeah,
I think he exposed them, and I love that, man. It was out there selling, trying to sell me feet, fish tank fungus, talking about, yeah, this is the sea moss, bro. Oh,
my God. Yo, let's go into this, right? I saw a post, right? I want to go into this, and we could build... We could just flow and build from there. You know what I mean? I want to talk about that post you posted today, bro.
Yeah. Should I play it real quick for the people?
Let's do it. Yeah. Let's do it.
All right, man.
Let me grab it.
Winky, man. Like the 50 Cent of the conscious community. Like, oh, come on, son. Let's not. Here we go.
Let me grab it. Oh man, yeah, it's a whole story behind it. So I was glad that you. I was actually glad that you was you wanted to have that conversation. Bam, stop right there. Boop, and then hit the share screen. Bam, bam, bam. All right.
All right. Where is it? Boom. All right.
I'm the bar. I realized that I inadvertently gave birth to a lot of these scammers. I have.
Ooh.
It's a fact. I have to realize this because I made this thing look so easy. I made it look like you could just have gold teeth and walk right off the street and turn on a YouTube camera. And then you could start teaching people about health. They didn't see the years and years and years of study, the dedication. They didn't see the $800, $900 a month I was spending on books. I had a book habit like a dope fiend. They didn't see my hours in the library to the point where in New York, one of the library security guards became my best friend. Because he was watching me. He said, bro, you know, you have read every book on this top floor. Like literally. And he couldn't believe it because I was having my kids in there with me. They was doing the same thing. He was like, bro, I never seen nothing like this. You know what I'm saying? You should teach people. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, he didn't know, you know, because I wasn't as popular back then. But I was teaching people, just, you know, wasn't broadcast to so much people. Now I'm still not really broadcast to enough people. But people did not see, you know, my fear. Sitting in the ICU with everybody telling me my daughter's not going to make it out the ICU. If she do make it, she'll never walk again. They didn't see what I went through. They didn't see me being locked in a room with nothing but encyclopedias for months and months and months. In my adopted mom's house, she turned her library into a bedroom for me. When I got in trouble, I was confined to her library. So a lot of these guys believe that you don't have to read. You don't have to study. You can just hop online with a nice outfit and some charisma and start selling people alkaline plates or herbs. And so I know that a lot of this is my fault because before me, these guys never seen, you know, somebody speaking about holistic lifestyle, wearing furs and Morris and pushing Range Rovers and Bentleys and you know, them type of cars and jewelry and all of that kind of stuff. Girls with big booties, and they never saw that like that. So they thought that was just it. they didn't understand that I'm a true student and this is truly my passion. So I gave birth to this.
I said I was cells are little combustion chambers. Okay, when you feed your cell, you feed the mitochondria, and the mitochondria has an implosion. And that's the combustion of the mitochondria. That's what disperses the electricity from the cell out into the artery. Do you know what the arteries are? The arteries are your veins. We consume to feed our cell, okay? So that our cell can continuously have this little combustion of electrical current to get dispensed to our organs. When you feed your cell, you feed the mitochondria, and the mitochondria has an implosion. And that's the combustion of the mitochondria. That's what disperses the electricity from the cell out into the artery. Do you know what the arteries are? The arteries are your veins. When the purpose of living, right, and consuming is to feed our cells. Our cells, they are basically these little combustions of electrical energy. And the mitochondria has an explosion. The mitochondria is the brain of the cell. And when it has this implosion, it sends out an electrical current through your artery, through your vein. From your vein, it goes into your heart, your lungs, your brain. You know, all of your bodies come to life because of the electrical currents that are going from your cells into your organs.
Yeah, look at Inky.
That's one. Okay. So when we consume, hold on a second. I'm a land. I'm not gonna be that long-winded. So when we consume to feed our cell. Okay, so that our cell can continuously have this little combustion of electrical current to get dispensed to our organ.
It ain't no fun when a rabbit got the gun, you heard?
Yo.
Faith and love. Yeah, yeah.
Yo, what was that video right there about that brother right there? What was he talking about?
So, shout out to Sana, the House of Consciousness. So, what Sai likes to do?
Pardon me, I mean to cut you off. Shout out to Sinetta. Shout out to Sinetta, man. I saw you on the platform.
He came through. Salute, peace, man.
Salute to you.
Go ahead. Say Black Power family.
So the gift is the curse, you know. So and over the years he's taken a lot of flack for it, but it's the good thing is the bad thing. Meaning Sai likes to give everybody that says they trying to do something in the community positive a voice. You know what I'm saying? But the problem is, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, the health is not like everything else. People have to educate themselves first before they jump out there and start, just selling people food or herbs or sea moss or this or that. And, you know, unfortunately, the elders are gone, so I'm the only one left anyway. You know what I'm saying? Sabi's gone. Dr. Africa's gone. You know, Francis Cress Welsen's gone. Dick Gregory's gone. Like, the elders are gone. So, you know, somebody had to take up the mantle. And in terms of the health, it's me. There's nobody out here now that has the experience. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. There's nobody out here that has the experience. Nobody can say they've been on stage with Dr. Africa or this one or that one, or, you know, they've been on tour, and, you know, nobody that's even out here now can even say they was teaching back then. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of these guys running around talking about alkaline this and that and other. If you ask them,
where was you at when Dr. Sabi was alive? Why didn't we see you on YouTube or out in the streets nowhere when Sabi was alive teaching this information? All you're going to hear is crickets. You know what I'm saying? Because 99% of these guys, they just appeared out of nowhere to fill the financial void. And I get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't too long ago that me and King Erna had a little back and forth because I had to tell King Erna, like, bro, you don't know what you're doing with the CMOS. You need to relax, take a minute, and learn more about the CMOS before you, you know, you jump out there, because he came through Black and Nobel. And I was the guy at Black and Nobel, you know what I'm saying? But me and Black and Nobel had a fallout, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, fast forward out of nowhere, King Erna selling CMOS. Like, all these guys just hustling the health stuff. And while on one hand, it's good to see positive entrepreneurship, brothers trying to make some money while helping the community, perfect. Only thing is, with the health, it requires education first. You know what I'm saying? So this guy, Alkaline City, is just the newest example of made up information. And what happens is that people that don't know biochemistry or anatomy, right? They know that they don't know it. So when they speak to somebody like this guy, Alkaline City, and he's telling them that your mitochondria have an explosion and electricity fly out of your cell to the artery, and it goes from the artery to the vein, to the vein, to the heart, to the lung. Because he's speaking with passion and conviction, it sounds like he knows what he's talking about if you don't know any better. And when you start to question these guys, because they don't really know the body like they're pretending to, they cover up what they don't know with bravado. And they start to then address you in a condescending tone. So now you feel like almost like, you know, like you don't want to look stupid. So you kind of just go along with it. And before you know it, these guys are selling you something or putting you in some type of trick bag, and they just don't know, you know. So it's up to the people that do know to serve as quality control. Like when I got out there, you know, Dr. Africa was still alive and kicking. And Dr. Africa was a wild boy. People that read his books now or watch these videos, they don't know that Dr. Africa was wild. If you was teaching some crazy stuff, Dr. Africa was going to let you know. Dr. Sabi, these guys was... That era back then was live. They was going, like, people sometimes now, they'd be like, you know, Inky, man, you know, y'all guys shouldn't be, you know, the elders. I'm like, elders what? Elders what? You must not really, y'all guys must have got consciousness on YouTube, because you would know, for real, you would know that Phil was going at it with this one, and Sabi was going at it with everybody, especially Dick Gregory. They had beef until they died. You know what I'm saying? Like, over ideology, philosophy, and who best could help and serve the people, you know? And right. That drove them to further their education and perfect their crafts.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I
mean to cut your wisdom. But yeah, go ahead. I'm going to let you cook up.
No, I was just going to say, what we have now, I feel partially responsible for, because before me, guys was wearing sandals. What's the Muslim garb? The jalabiyas.
Yeah.
They was wearing dashikis, you know. Mm. So they was looking like that. That was the holistic look. You know what I'm saying? Dashikis and afros, or jalabiyas with the dreadlocks and the dirty toenails and all that. Like, that was the vibe. I came in with the Maoris, the furs, you know what I'm saying? Coogees. I came in with a whole different look into holisticness. You know what I'm saying? Girls with fat booties, and, you know, like, I came in looking like that. I had the Range Rover parked outside, black on black, peanut butter interior. So people took that and they thought that's all it was. They like, oh, this guy Inky's a hustler and he's hustling holisticness, or he's hustling consciousness. And
well, to be fair.
Yeah.
Now you're saying that you came in, you were pretty much you swagged out the conscious community or the health part, right? So to speak. Right?
Yeah.
You brought that flavor to the community.
Came out like Biggie Smalls with the Kool G.
So my thing is, would you say that they looked at what you did and then took your style and ran with it? And if you feel that way, if you think that way, how so?
Of course they did. But the only problem I have with it, two problems. A, they don't show enough respect. Like, bro, you gotta relax. This is me. You gotta give praise and thanks to your elder. I'm the elder. You know what I'm saying?
Wait.
And then here's my second problem with it, is that they only took what they saw on the surface. They didn't understand that I had been studying this since I was 7 or 8 years old. They didn't understand that I've been spending every dime that I had while they was out partying at clubs, spending $300, $400, $500 on bottles. I was spending that money on books. They didn't understand I had $1,000 a month book habit like a dope fiend for the better part of 15 years. Like, to the point where me and my first wife had mad beef about me spending more money and time in the library and in the bookstore than with her. Like, they didn't see that part. They just saw the flashiness. And that's where the problem came in, because guys thought that they could come into this with a nice outfit on, some charisma, and just start to sell stuff. They didn't realize, like, no, bro, you need to spend 5 or 10 years studying first before you announce yourself as a teacher. You got to first be a student. You can't just be a teacher. You got to be a student first. You got to learn the information. That's one. And then something that I had to learn from Brother Kaba, Booker T. Coleman, it's not even how much you know, because after you go through all your studies, learning whatever it is, you then have to go back to square one and learn how to teach. That's a whole art form in and of itself. So, So it's like, and if you notice, I'm always saying this one, that one, Brother Kaba, Dr. Sabi, Elijah Muhammad, this one, that, Dr. Africa. Blah, blah, blah. That's how you're supposed to do it. You're supposed to give honor and reverence to the guys that came before you. These guys don't do that because their mind is so small and their manhood is so small. They feel like to say somebody else taught them or they learn from somebody else makes them smaller.
Okay, so understood. Now let's say Kaba, Elijah Muhammad, Sabi, Layla Africa, they would be your big homies.
Dr. Brown. I got a lot of big homies. Mama Pill. I got a lot of big homies.
Now, who are you? I would say, who would
be
big homie?
Everybody else. All these guys on YouTube.
So you would say that they learned from you or they took from your style? Who are you speaking of in particular? Can you say names or no?
Absolutely. All these guys that you see now on YouTube, guys like Alkaline City, guys like KT the Arc Degree, KT the Arc Degree running around telling people his teacher was Dr. Sabi, and that's completely fraudulent. Dr. Sabi was not his teacher, right? Because if you look at, first of all, the people that know, they know because they never seen KT teaching with Dr. Sabi. That's an immediate self nuke right there. Nobody has ever seen him teaching with Dr. Sabi ever. They only seen him teaching with me in front of my fireplace in my backyard. Dr. Sabi said melanin don't exist. Melanin is made up by white people. KT, the arts degree, only teaches stuff about melanin. So where you get that from, brother? If Dr. Sabi was your teacher, you wouldn't be teaching about melanin because he said that was fake and made up. So it's just like it's this different facets, you know what I'm saying? For a lot of years, I was ghostwriting for Polite. You know what I'm saying? Like he didn't.
Hold on. No, you were Drake in the situation, huh? He was quite Miller in the situation.
you gotta clarify that, because then you know somebody might go, see, yeah, he's affiliated with Brother Polite, yada 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 yada.
Exactly.
But that's, so what exactly. Do you mean ghostwriting for Polite?
Yeah, I mean in the his earlier days before he got Hollywood, you know, and then Hollywood turned him into the guy that's in prison right now, you know what I'm saying? But when I was affiliated with Polite, like here's the thing that people will notice if they want to pay attention, right? So they go back and you look at Ali Muhammad, right? Before I got on tour with Ali Muhammad, Ali Muhammad was wearing thrift store. Like Ali would go to thrift stores and buy old Marines or Army or Navy uniforms. And he would wear the combat boots. This is a fact, bro. This is just how these guys used to dress.
This is the way he says, like, he's just like, yo, Iggy's like, yo.
this was all weirdo shit. But, you know, so when me and him went on tour, I had to tell him, I was like, bro, you can't be out with me like that. You're going to have to get you some sneakers and some jeans. Because me and him was going city to city. And I'm like, bro, after we leave these shows and all that, I'm trying to move around. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be ladies and different guys. You know, I'm trying to hit a studio, hit a little bar, a club. You know, I'm trying to. Nah, bro. You looking like police with these outfits on, bro. You can't go nowhere looking like this. But he was from the FOI, so he had that FOI military thing going on. You know what I'm saying? So, but nah, I had to change that up. Me and Umar, we never had any dealings, but we was both working out of Black and Nobel at the same time. And my following grew like a lot faster than his in Black and Nobel. And a lot of that was because of how he used to look. He would have on like Timberlands with construction, with camouflage pants, with a dashiki on, with a cowboy hat or a baseball hat. Like he would just have on like four types of outfits at once. Like he was looking crazy. So, you know, like as people start to see, you know what I'm saying? And when I didn't have on, you know, certain type of clothes, I used to have on suits. You know what I'm saying? So in early lectures, they used to see me with the hard bottoms, with the, you know, the Italian suits. And, you know, I used to be clean at the events. You know what I'm saying? So brothers start cleaning it up and realize you don't have to dress like, you know, like you, like the guys in the 70s and the 60s, because that's mostly what they was emulating. Ali Muhammad was emulating what he saw from the Nation of Islam, and Polite was emulating wearing the Jalabiyas, because that's what he learned from the Ansar Allah community with Dr. York. Umar was trying to look like the 70s freedom fighters. You know what I'm saying? Like all these guys trying to look like something from the 70s. You know what I'm saying? I was the only one looking like regular niggas. Like, yo, y'all got to take that off. What are y'all doing? You know what I'm saying? Like, take that shit off. You know what I'm saying? Like, in order to communicate with people, in order to be a good teacher, people need to be able to resonate with you. You're alienating your audience with these wild, like, y'all got to stop this stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, and y'all don't look like this before the lectures or after the lecture. So what y'all putting this shit on for? You're not really wearing no dashikis in your neighborhood. Stop wearing this to the event and come to the event like you look at home. You know what I'm saying? Like, it don't make sense. You know what I'm saying? So So that's one thing, but you know, it wasn't no vegans and no holistic people with that type of energy before me. Everybody was looking, you know, sandals, Egyptian musk wearing niggas with the dirty dreads, and the, everybody was just looking weird, bro. And it was so fake and synthetic. Like, people was coming to the event. They drive into the conscious event listening to Prodigy. You know what I'm saying? They got the Mob Deep on all the way to the event. As soon as they get to the event, they're like, you know, hip-hop is killing us. I'm like, what are we doing, bro? Then they leave the event, light up the L in the car, and, you know, they blasting 50 Cent. They blasting 50 Cent out the window. I'm like, yo, what are we doing, bro? Like, why not just be yourself?
I'm gonna tell you something.
Hold on, one thing, they weren't speaking that Egyptian language, that you know, that's something we talk about.
No. I'm the first person to put pressure on the Hebrew Israelites on 125th to start actually learning Hebrew, because back then none of the Hebrew Israelites was learning Hebrew. I was like, yo, how? I'm like, how are y'all talking about be in this world and not of it? And y'all wearing these weird outfits with aluminum fall hats and all kind of crazy.
Yo, you know what?
And y'all ain't even learned the language. Like, what are y'all doing? Because if you ask them about them outfits, I'm partially the reason they stopped wearing all them crazy outfits. I was ridiculing them everywhere. I was like, bro, the information sounds good. Like, if I don't look at y'all and I just listen to y'all talking, you making sense. The moment I look at you and see y'all got like wooden swords and all kind of, you know, knights and round table shit on, I'm like, yo,
you know what,
come on.
You know what? Now, I was just asking for those who be speaking that Egyptian Metaneta language. I'm like, yo, what are you saying? They're like,
raised the bar with that, because a lot of the guys wasn't studying the Metaneta. And so it was just, I came through with the energy of, and the folks that had around me, if you study in the Kemetic, you need to be able to speak that Kemetic language. If you study in the Hebrew, learn the Hebrew. And you don't have to be something other than, you know what I'm saying, like me with the health. I can sit down with any level doctor, medical doctor, surgeon, whatever, because I powwow with them all the time. And a part of my thing is I want people to understand that intelligence is not about your outfit. So I don't have to take off my gold teeth and dress like, you know, like, nah, I don't have to do that. I don't have to leave my comfortable lane. You know, nah, I can still be the guy from 158th Street, but I just happen to also know biochemistry and a good bit of anatomy. I don't need to posture as if I'm from the suburb, like I'm Charleston from the Fresh Prince. I don't need to, you know, I don't need to look like that to you know, to be intelligent. Like, we got this thing in our minds where you need to behave a certain way. If you look like you're from the street, you should talk and speak and behave borderline illiterate. Because if you're from the neighborhood, you're not supposed to read. Yeah, you're not supposed to read. You're not supposed to be literate. You're not supposed to be able to articulate yourself well. If somebody challenges you, instead of being able to articulate yourself, you should punch them. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's certain things that is just like, we need to break those stereotypes, you know, and a part of breaking that stereotype, at least my contribution, I want people to know that people from the neighborhood, you know, it's a new world out here. You can learn anything, you can be proficient at anything, and you can articulate yourself with the best of them.
Yes, sir. So, you know, Yaki, well, let's talk about what you, before we go to Yaki, before we go to what's the other dude's name who says he gives his wife $250,000, you know, just for her to play with or whatever. Yada. I really didn't know that you were in, like, you move around a lot. So you were in Philadelphia with Black and Nobel. That is interesting because now, so you were around Erna, King Erna, around that time?
No. Okay. I was at Black and Nobel long before anybody heard of King Erna.
And so what were you doing in Black?
I created the health industry in Black and Nobel. So if there was no Dr. Inky, there would be no King Erna because King Erna filled the void that I left there.
No, are you serious, bro? I had no idea.
I'm the GOAT.
Wait a minute. So who's over there? What's the brother's name? It's two brothers over there, right?
Hawk and Tyson.
Hawk and Tyson. Now, so if I reach out to Hawk and Tyson and be like, yo, was Brother Inky in there, blah, 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 before King Erna?
They might say a few cuss words when you ask them that because we had a fallout, but they would have to tell you the truth. No, listen, they would have to tell you the truth because I believe their YouTube page still exists from the time they had the bookstore. And if you go on their YouTube page, there's no King Erna. The videos have dates. So you could just look at the page and be like, oh, wait a minute. Here's Inky. Here's Umar. Here's this guy. Here's that guy. Where's King Erna? Nobody has heard of King Erna at this time. King Erna came on the scene, I want to say what? 2017, 2018, maybe.
Nah, King Erna, King with the sea moss. Now you might be right about that date though. With the sea moss, with the sea moss. No. He came out with that sea moss a little earlier than that. Nah, like 15, 16. You about right around that time. You about right.
Either way. I'm in Black and Nobel, 2005, maybe?
Get out of here. Wow. Yo, I had no idea, bro. This is crazy. That's crazy.
It was a minute ago.
That's news to me, bro.
It was a minute ago.
2005?
Something like that. 2006, 2000, something like that. Yeah.
Minute 2006, 2007. That's when I was really on 125th Street. Like,
most of the time over there.
Black, what's the name? The National Black Theater. Before I even went to the National Black Theater, it was in
a high school right there on 127th Street.
Okay.
Yeah. I remember. Sutek had a little spot. Sutek had a little spot, but they was doing the lectures in that school right there across the street from the projects.
Wow. See, I don't remember that.
Between St. Nick and 8th Avenue. What's that school right there? Tubman?
Harriet Tubman.
Harriet Tubman. That's where the events used to be at. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Wow, yo, man.
Yeah, see, I'm before
YouTube. This is blowing my mind right now.
I'm before YouTube. I'm before National Black Theater. You know what I'm saying? I was around for Harriet Tubman era. You know what I'm saying? When cats were that fact, I'm before that time when Sarnetta didn't even have DVDs yet. Sarnetta was out there with the
straight
video. Come on. Yeah.
I mean, not the VHS mm-hmm. joints with the yellow tape, with the yellow strip, with the, Sarnetta had the tapes out there. Damn, son, that's crazy. Black and Nobel. So did you didn't meet Umar Johnson, did you?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
We were just on two different wavelengths. So, but we was there at the same time though in National Black in Black and Nobel.
Black and Nobel. So let's go to you and Polite. You said you ghost wrote for Polite. What do you mean in terms of that?
I was teaching him a lot of the science, and then he was in turn writing it in his books and delivering it on stage. You know what ghost writing is.
Wow.
Yeah. Polite didn't know much, but Polite only knew Dr. York stuff. That's all he knew was Dr. York information. He didn't know much outside of that. You know what I'm saying? Everything else he got from us when he came to 125th. So the whole Black woman is God concept, he got that from Natural Tahuti. Mm. All of the science with the health and all that, he got that from me. A lot of the comedic stuff, he got that from, who's this guy with the ponytail? Shaka. You know what I'm saying? Like a lot of that stuff he got.
Well, hold on. Oh, you're talking about Shaka Utmost. Utmost. Mm-hmm. I thought you was talking about Shaka Shakur from the new Black Panther Party. All right, I'm bugging. All right, pardon me.
No.
Yeah. So, all right.
Yeah.
So you ghost wrote for so who else were you around in that health community? You said you mentioned Mama Pill.
Mama Pill, yeah.
Everybody.
So what was your relationship with
the community is very small, bro. The community is very small. That's why I'm saying, you know, you can't really fake this. You can only fake it to the people that's outsiders. But to the people that's insiders, before this thing was on YouTube, it was very small. Once it got on YouTube and people start seeing that this was a way to make, before YouTube, this had to be a passion of yours, something that God put in your heart to do. Yeah. After YouTube, it became something popular, something that, you know, a lot of guys, like one of the things I used to tell people all the time is I used to ask people, I used to be like, yo, all these guys that's supposed to be your teacher, ask yourself, do you know their real name? Let's just start right there. Mm-hmm. Do you know their real name? If you don't know their real name, for me, that's a red flag. If you bought products from them, did they send you the products from their house or did they send you the products from a P.O. box? If the return address is a P.O. box and the nigga using a fake name like such and such Allah or Kemetic Bay or, you know, Righteous Pharaoh, this or that and the other. Fake name, fake address. Where I'm from. Fake name plus fake address. I mean, I don't know. You know that
ain't really rocking with you like that.
Yeah, you got scammed. He ain't feeling it.
Man, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, yo, any shortcomings I have is just shortcomings I have. But I have always gave people the very same name that's on my ID. That's on my social. That's on my address. I always mail their products from my address. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've always been as transparent as possible. You know what I'm saying? People know that I have children because they see me all the time with my children. I'm like, yo, are these guys that you're supporting as conscious people, are they even demonstrating conscious ideals? Some of these guys got one or two children and they behind on child support. But meanwhile, they flashing unks and peace queening you up and all that, and y'all sending in donations to deadbeat dads. Or these niggas got 7, 8, 9, 10 children, and you've been watching them on YouTube for 5 or 10 years, and you don't know what their kids look like. How, Sway? How, like... I'm like, yo, this is insane. How is people trying to be nation builders and they don't even raise their kids? Like, what are we doing? You know what I'm saying? Like, so that just is the energy I came in with. Like, yo, this thing just got to be real, man. You know what I'm saying? We humans, we're going to make mistakes, but let's just be real. Let's stop with the fake names, the fake outfits, the fake, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, like, I'm going to be honest with you. For those who don't know, that's why I decided to do this podcast under my real name. The only thing that's not real is, well, LMT is actually real because that's a license. Yeah. I'm a licensed massage therapist. So LMT is real. And Ron Brown, that's my real name. That's my dad's name. I want to be me. This is who I am. Transparent. I don't want to have no fake secrets, and I don't want to do that. It's just, I just feel like it's disingenuous.
To me, it's too hard to keep up with. And because I'm from the neighborhood, right? And that's how I describe it, from the neighborhood, right? All of those other things are things that, to me, you could do in the neighborhood. If you're trying to make a quick buck and this, that, and the other, and fake name and address and all that, you could do that in the neighborhood. If you're coming into consciousness, you're coming into holistic lifestyle, You got to leave those things behind. Not how you dress, how you walk, how you talk, but you do have to change the way you think. That's the purpose of getting in new information. New information is supposed to give you a new way of thinking. As you learn better, you do better. You know what I'm saying? And we can't build together if we don't even know each other. You know what I'm saying? So how can I know you if I don't even know your name? And you want me to send you money, but I don't know your name. Like, I'm like, yo, this is crazy. And you want me to trust you with my life. You want to tell me the diet that I'm supposed to be eating. And you want me to follow your diet and get my kids to follow your diet. And we don't even know your name, nigga. I'm like, nah, this is crazy. This is crazy. Right. So, you know, a lot of these guys, you know, you're telling people your name is Alkaline City or all these, just all this goofballery. It's like, no, if you a health person, you need to be whoever you is. You know what I'm saying? Now, if for whatever reason, maybe you on your, you know, you don't like your government name, go get a name change. That's what I did. Go get a name change, officially change your name. Make that your new real name and give that name out. But don't
be. What do you think about security, though? Security issues. You know, people are worried about if a person
is scared, get a dog. Listen, if you scared, get a dog. Don't do this if you like. I'm not a fireman. You know why I'm not a fireman? Because I am scared of fire. So I'm not going to be a fireman. If the building is on fire, I'm not running in the building. So don't do this if you don't want to do this. Anything that you choose to do in life, it come with stuff. So that's why you only supposed to do what God put on your heart for you to do. Sharif is a martial artist. If you want to learn martial arts, you know how I do jujitsu, but I'm not a martial artist. A martial artist means it's your lifestyle forever. You know what I'm saying? Learning how to fight is just learning how to fight. You know what I'm saying? That's something you put a tool in your back pocket. You know what I'm saying? I can beat a nigga's ass. I know a little jujitsu. You know what I'm saying? No street fighting, no a little jujitsu to round it off. If I get in a tight spot, I can get to you. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not a lifer like Sharif. You know what I'm saying? But even for me to get a couple of belts, I had to get, like, when you learn in martial arts, you're getting whooped. That's how you learn. Your sensei is going to be demonstrating the moves on you at full speed. So you're going to have sprained wrists, maybe a black eye, busted lip. Like, you're going to get beat up in order to learn how to beat up. You're going to get beat up to learn how to defend. Anything you, if you play football, you know, it's contact. If you play basketball, you might break an ankle or a knee. Like, it is what it is. Pick your poison. Love what you do so it don't feel like work. But you got to deal with what come with whatever you choose to do. So if people are scared, don't do this. You know what I'm
saying? All right. So, look, so as far as, like, you dealing with, you're giving out your actual address. So you're not thinking about, well, I don't even want to ask that question because
that's the question. With, ask the question.
So, like, for me, I put my, let's say my address is out there. That means I'm completely secure wherever I am.
Yeah. If you know what I mean. Absolutely. Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Hey, if you scared, get a dog. You know what I'm saying? I got a Rottweiler. Gotcha. But, I mean, you know, you got to do whatever you got to do what that field requires you to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's, you know, like, you need to do what. Now, you may not want to give out your address. That might be extra. But your name, you know what I'm saying? Like, your name, you know what I'm saying? Like, people need to know your name. You know what I'm saying? If you want people to trust you and trust their lives and their kids' lives with your advice, you got to at least give them your name. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I want to be clear on something. When Polite started dealing with that pedophilia and all that, that you had no idea what that was about. You basically said earlier that Polite basically went to Hollywood and then became a person who is now is in jail.
Weird.
When nobody had no idea about any of that stuff when he first came around. You know what I'm saying? Like that wasn't in anybody's mindset. Like that wasn't even a part of pop culture at that time. Like nobody was thinking about, and that's not to say that there was not predators around. Mm-hmm. It just wasn't the way it is now. You know what I'm saying? With TV shows and YouTubers, and like it's crazy now. You know what I'm saying? Like it just wasn't that, you know, in everybody's consciousness. Like, and the reason it's in everybody's consciousness now is because we seen, you know, R. Kelly and this one and that one and Brother Polites, and you know, you start to see it hit home and you like, yo, this is insane. You know what I'm saying? Don't let your kids out the house. Mm-hmm. But you know, nobody knew. And when we started to figure it out, you know what I'm saying, people started to call it out, but people defended it for a while, you know what I'm saying, and till it was undefendable, you know what I'm saying, and then everybody, you know, kind of woke up in waves.
You know, so let's go back to Yaki. We spoke about Polite.
So Yaki is a guy that was trying to be a rapper and a drug dealer and all that. And he got shot and OD'd on crack or cocaine, whatever one, you know, he tells different stories. But he OD'd on coke or crack or both, and then decided 2 weeks later to become an herbalist.
Wow.
Right.
Life change.
You could have a life change, but you just was addicted to crack cocaine. You need at least 5 to 10 years of not only detoxing yourself, but of study.
Nah, I'm with you 100%.
What time did you take to learn your craft? That's why now he's running around teaching people that humans are not designed to drink water.
Right. Yeah. You didn't see that video, Mike?
I wouldn't even watch it. If it said that in the title, I wouldn't even watch it.
And Yada purchased his thing. So you got Yaki and then you got Yada. Yada purchased his whole identity. Yada is another one that was trying to be a rapper, and Polite was selling mentorship packages on the internet. Yada paid Polite $10,000 for a mentorship package because he was telling people he was down with BMF, and he was a big time, you know, BMF guy, and he was pushing weight, and so he about to drop this album and all that. And he got with Polite, gave Polite $10,000, and him and Polite cooked up a plan. And later on that weekend, Yada was a health guru.
I mean, the stuff that Yada says online, right, as far as like the figures, the amount of money he claims to pull in, how true do you think that is?
Listen, all that's fraudulent. All of that's fraudulent. Him and Polite said that they had bought a mountain range.
Wasn't that when Polite was standing in front of empty, like abandoned buildings and filming, told him, yeah, I just bought this property and somebody told me to get out of my yard?
That was a whole nother scam. But him and Yada specifically had claimed that they had purchased mountains and that they was building a health resort in the Amazon, some other shit. Bro, it's crazy. It's crazy.
So, you know who's official in Dr. this space? Inky. That's it.
I'm saying he say a lot of them don't want to go through the process. They just see the end of the
guys. I got my guy Marvin out of Philly. I got my guy Asa out of Detroit. It's official guys out there. You know, I got Amsu and Amun. They in Atlanta. I got my guy Jimmy in Miami. You know what I'm saying? I got some guys in L.A. and Texas and spread out. I got my guy Goldmouth. And I got guys. I got Freddie in Massachusetts. And there's guys out there that's doing the right thing. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, from that universe of online folks that you would know, it's nobody. That's why I've been here since back then. And I'm still here today.
you speak on, you know, the amount of hours and money you spent on books and things like that. Now, your study habits, you're able to sit still for how long and read?
My endurance is crazy with that.
You know what I mean? And how much of this are you retaining, though? Because after a certain point, the brain can only process but so much.
That's very inaccurate. Those things, those studies are based on averages. But you know better than anybody, Ron, that that's not the real world. Because we could go, the average person can only run for this amount of time. But then you got marathon runners that go twice as long as the average person. You know, like your brain is the same thing as anything else. If you develop it and train it, you can take it to a high level. You know what I'm saying? So when people don't read, honestly, they might be able to read for 20, 30 minutes before they say they got a headache. But really, it's just that their brain is not used to working like that. You know what I'm saying? So if they keep reading, they'll be able to read for a few, you know, few minutes longer. They'll get to an hour. Then pretty soon they'll be able to spend the afternoon reading. You know what I'm saying? Then pretty soon, if they stick with it, it'll be a nice vacation. You know what I'm saying? It just depends on what you like, though. You know what I'm saying? But it'll be a nice vacation for you to get away and spend the whole weekend reading. You know what I'm saying? Where you don't stop reading the whole time, except to sleep, eat, use the bathroom. You study a whole weekend. You know, it's something you enjoy. It's like some people play video games. Some people get annoyed at a game, especially if they're not good. They might sit down 15 minutes to try to play one game. Halfway through the game, they lose and they quit. They ain't trying to. This shit is bullshit. You know, somebody else could sit down and they'll play a game for 3 or 4 days. Like, they won't get off the couch until they end the game. Like, they'll go to the bathroom and come back and pause the game. I know guys that'll pause the game while they go to work and come back and unpause the game. Like, so it really is just, your body is amazing. You know what I'm saying? We got unlimited potential. It's just where we focus it. So if you train your mind, you train your mind, you can do it.
Right. Now, did your study habits change from when you were younger to now?
Nope. Mm-mm. Because it's something I like. So in my early time, I wasn't thinking, I'm going to do this for business, or I'm going to do this for money. You know, I was making $70,000, $80,000 a year at Verizon Wireless selling phones. I was good. You know what I'm saying? I never felt like I could get a job and keep up with the neighborhood. But then I got Verizon. It was perfect. I was on commission. So I could, as hard as I worked, as hard as I got paid. So I worked hard so I could play hard, and it worked for me. You know what I'm saying? When I quit some habits, I replaced them with more reading. So when I was in high school, I smoked cigarettes. You know what I'm saying? I drank a lot. To quit, you got to fill that void. So I filled the void with exercise and reading. I didn't really know, you know, I really enjoy anything else. You know what I'm saying? So I just filled the void with exercise and reading. And not only did it help me fill the void, but it gave me somewhere, a whole nother world to be in where my normal temptations didn't exist. Because if I'm on a neighborhood, everything is right there and people is nudging you like, nah, don't worry about it. Because if you try to quit smoking or drinking or whatever in the neighborhood, people assume it's because you ain't got no money. So in order to keep you, dead, oh, don't worry about it, it's on me. Like, oh, man, I got to go this way. I got to go into a universe where niggas is passing around smoothies. You know what I'm saying? I got to go into a universe where people are passing around books and, you know, it's just a different energy. So I would start going down to like 14th Street and 17th Street and just other places and hang out in the bookstore and just read all day. You know what I'm saying? And you know, everything is there. You know, first I felt like I was stealing, to be honest, because I didn't know that at these big bookstores, you was welcome to actually just read as much as you wanted to read all day.
That's a fact.
Yeah. I thought I was stealing. You know what I'm saying? So I'm in there.
Barnes and Noble, yeah, you could sit down and.
Yeah, all the books you want. I was like, yo, this is crazy. I don't have to buy none of this. And I'm saying to myself, like, this is unlimited amount of knowledge. You know what I'm saying? And YouTube is not popping yet. Like, there's no internet. Like, people forget internet really start popping, what, 2010? 2007? 2005? It's like, yeah. It wasn't no internet in the 90s, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, 95, 90s. You had the little AOL, the disc he used to get.
Yeah. Right. It wasn't what we got today. Social media, yeah. IG, yeah. FB, none of that. You know what I'm saying? You had Black Planet, which was fake. You know, it wasn't no, you know, like.
Yo, he took it back. Black Planet.
Yeah, Black Planet. Then they sold that out, came with MySpace. And then MySpace sold out. Then you got Facebook. Like, but all that was later on. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it just helped me out to create a different culture of study. You know what I'm saying? But
So being that now that we have the. Sorry.
I wouldn't have been able to do it, though, if it wasn't something that I love to do from childhood. So all throughout my years thugging in the neighborhood and all that, I was always still reading and studying. But when I got more serious and wanted to change my life up a little bit, it just helped that I already had those habits of exercising and reading so that I now had a thing to fall back on to escape the neighborhood. I could go down to the gym and be surrounded by that culture. I could leave the gym and go further downtown. You know what I'm saying? Because at this time, when I was in the Bronx, before Al Sharpton had took over 135th Street and made it his place, that was a big gym right there on 135th and Lenox. That was a nice gym right there.
Nah, that's 145th. I mean,
no, that's 145th and Lenox. You got it. Yeah. Yep, you right. 145th and Lenox. That was a nice big gym right there. Yeah. And that's where I met the bartenders. I was there when the bartenders first started up.
Yeah, giant. Yeah, because they worked out right across the street in the park.
Before they was in the park, they was in that gym. Mm. They first DVD, I'm on the soundtrack. I got my music on the soundtrack. I was there from the inception of the bartenders. Before anybody even heard of them. You know what I'm saying? They moved out to the park. I mean, they was always about working out outside, but their central hub was that gym. And then when, like I said, when Al Sharpton took it over, everybody had to figure out whatever. But it was a lot of people that used to come to that gym. Mark Henry from WWF used to come there, football players, all that. So it was a different culture, you know, still real cats from the neighborhood, but in there, it was a different type of time people was on. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it just gave a different type of culture. I didn't get into the world that Dr. Africa and Dr. Sabian them until like my 20s. You know what I'm saying? All my stuff was self-study for me. I didn't decide to get no certifications or nothing like that till around 30s. You know what I'm saying? Around my 30s, you know, people convinced me to take it serious. So then I started getting sports nutritionist certification, you know, personal trainer, herbalist, calisthenics, this, that, and other. And then the last thing I got was my naturopathic doctor thing. So, yeah. But so it's a long journey, but it's not an overnight thing, which is the problem with these guys now. They just see the outfits, the energy, the chain, the gold teeth. They're like, oh, yeah, this is a street guy like me. So I could just jump on the internet and start telling people mitochondria explode electricity into your body and eat alkaline food because it's from God and acid is from the devil and making up, you know, just making up shit as I go along and using my charisma to sell, you know, here's an herb or here's the alkaline food plate or here's the, you know, the sea moss. And like, nah,